Too much. Right, urban, item three, urban design study for Wan Chai North and North Point. Continuing refinement, ongoing. We have the planning department and we have ACOM with us again. We gather that there are some new refinements or some ongoing refinements. Study team has made adjustments and you're going to seek our views on these refinements. Thank you very much. So, from planning department, we have Amy Chung, assistant director. We have April Kung, chief town planner. We have Patrick Fung, and from ACOM, we have Kenny Chan and Avery Y. I think Amy, you're going to lead us off, are you? And then perhaps the consultant's going to brief us.
Thank you, Chairman. Welcome this opportunity again to brief member about our Wan Chai North UDS. The last time we were here, it was almost like more than half a year ago. We reported to members about the results of Stage 2 public engagement, and we also briefly report to members as to how we would proceed with the changes we will take according to the comments received in the public engagement exercise. And so we've done a lot more work since then, including meeting up more people, including members of various water sports associations. And we also had a meeting with the working group in March, at which we heard a lot of useful information and comments from members. And so taking on board those comments we heard in that meeting and our further deliberations within our study team, we've made some changes to our proposals. And so here we are again. So I'll pass it to Kenny to go through the details.
Welcome and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman and all the members. So I will quickly go through some of the meetings that we've had since we last met and a summary of all the key comments that we've received. And then in the second part, I will go through all the key major refinements, taking into account all the comments. So this is just the progress. So we are at the second final phase, phase three, finalizing our proposals and formulating the briefs and wrapping up of the study. So in the last working group meeting, we have gotten a lot of comments and feedbacks and ideas from the members, mainly on a couple of aspects. Number one is in terms of our proposed cantilever boardwalk, which at that time, I will have another slide showing the proposal at that time. But in our previous option, we had proposed a cantilever boardwalk that runs all the way from the police officer club along the typhoon shelter onto Tin Hau waterfront, connecting to North Point. And we have noted that a lot of comments from members that because of the structure and all the columns, which most of the boardwalk would involve to be erected on the seabed, it would have a PHO implication. So we have gone back to review, and we will be presenting an option in our next slide illustrating, but mainly to avoid as much conflict with the PHO implication as we could. So that's one of the main comments. In terms of shared use concept and cycle track, the shared use of the waterfront should be encouraged, while the existing narrow bottleneck at certain sections would have to be accommodated with our proposal. That's something that we will be presenting later on too. We also looked at members' view that in terms of the waterfront, the pedestrian should be the priority. So surely there will be different uses in terms of cyclists and pedestrians on using the waterfront. But in terms of our proposal previously where we will have to cantilever a boardwalk for cycling, there may not be an imminent need at this stage for that idea. So we have went back, minimized on our proposal, and really give the priority to the pedestrian connectivity first. And lastly, in terms of the integration, we have surely made reference to the Central Harbourfront and also the IEC Boardwalks proposal, just ensuring that the promenade and the cycling facilities are integrated on both ends. There were also discussion on Hong Heng Road streetscape. We had presented our streetscape idea, and at that time we had noted that some of the parking spaces along Hong Heng Road outside Yacht Club and Police Officer Club would need to be removed in our proposal, and we noted that members generally agreed to that idea. We also understand that the public would need to be well informed in terms of this proposal of deleting some of the parking spaces. In general, the priority really should be given to pedestrians and for walking. So that was a clear message that we've noted. We've also had another meeting with a lot of the water sports communities in May, mainly to discuss on our latest proposal for the water recreation precinct and understand more a bit in terms of their requirements, a bit more on the technical aspects, etc. So also, again, I'll try to summarize some of the comments. We noted that supporting facilities is very important. And in terms of allowing flexibility that the precinct should be able to cater for various types of water sport events. So we really went back, and I'll be presenting some of those concepts later. But their comment is really to ensure that there will be flexibility allowed on this. They mentioned that there's a strong desire that the basin should be open for various different type of water sport events. They also raised that in terms of the finger pier at the tip of the cargo working area shouldn't be jeopardized to allow possibly other type of flexible structures or facilities when there are major events there. We also understand that in terms of landside facility, which is very important, there should be enough floor area allowed in terms of other back of house facilities. So we really went back looking at the two buildings that we proposed and made some modification to the facility floor area. Another aspect is the implementation. We noted that in terms of the land, in terms of utilization of some of the land resources along that piece, whether there's scope to include some easier to implement or quick implement proposals that we can incorporate into there. We also noted a comment that before the entire study area is made available, whether there is other means that they could incorporate maybe through short-term tenancy or allocation of some of the areas to commence some of the more temporary works along that waterfront. Another point that they raised is in terms of the basic infrastructure, for example, wave attenuation facilities, landing steps, harbor steps, and bollards, how to really allow people to easily access the water from land is one of the major comments suggested. So we've taken all these comments back, and we've looked into our proposals more detailed. So in terms of the boardwalk, this slide here is showing in the top right corner is our proposal back in Stage 2 PE, which at that time we were proposing a boardwalk on the eastern section of the typhoon shelter on the right-hand side there. And we've went back at that time to look at whether we can extend it because some of the members from the public had asked us to look. So we at that time we went back and we've extended the boardwalk to the western part as well, the left-hand side part. So that's the bottom diagram showing the extent of then proposed boardwalk, which, like I said, extend all the way from the Police Officer Club along the Typhoon Shelter to Tin Hau. And as I said, we've met with members last time, and we've noted the comment. So we will be presenting options in terms of this part. This slide here is showing our so-called option two, which we went back to reduce as much as we could in terms of the extent of the boardwalk. So really to provide a continuous promenade environment, but focusing on minimizing the extent onto the water space. But then, as you can see on the two points that we've noted at Tin Hau, this is the biggest bottleneck that we really cannot overcome because of the government facilities there and the blockage of the fencing. So this would be the only section that we'll be proposing to extend just about 4 meters onto the water so that the connectivity into North Point can be solved. So this is our option two. And option three would be completely without cantilever boardwalk. So basically, that two section of bottleneck, as I suggest just now, will have no boardwalk as well. So this is the diagram on the right-hand corner showing that if there's no boardwalk, pedestrian would have to go around the corner at the back of the fire station and would have to go into on the right-hand side towards Watson Road to get into the waterfront, or using an existing small driveway next to the food depot site. But surely in terms of connectivity-wise, this is not really as continuous as we thought along the waterfront. But in our current stance, we really want to keep all of these are as open options, because I think in terms of the PHO issue, it would really be subject to more discussion later on, and we do not really want to preclude any of these options at this stage. So hence, we are presenting them as open options for now in terms of the boardwalk concept. Second point is the cycle trail. This diagram on the top is showing our Stage 2 PE proposal, which members will see lines in brown and green. The brown ones are basically ones would have more spacious of a cycling trail within the precincts. The areas with green line are the ones that we are proposing to be sort of a designated bike trail with some sort of modification. And the diagram on the bottom shows our previous option, where in resolving a lot of the bottleneck problems for cyclists along the Typhoon Shelter, it would be in the concept of the boardwalk, which would be integrated with the total width at the time. Now we've went back, and because we've tried to minimize as much of conflict with the water space, we are proposing our option here in the bottom diagram, where the section along the Typhoon Shelter would be as is. We will be keeping it to the existing condition. There will be no boardwalk along this section, only except for that section near Tin Hau that I was talking about with the bottleneck. But otherwise, cyclists and pedestrians would be shared using the existing promenade for their through connectivity. Whereas the areas in brown, we will maintain a more spacious cycling trail that would connect to North Point IEC boardwalk. Again, this would be something that we are proposing as an open option. We really want to include this as something that we think is the most desirable, taking into account comment from members in the last meeting. Greening and planting shading was also a comment raised from previous meetings, and we ran back to look at some of the planting themes that are possible for the waterfront. I won't go too much into detail, but we have slightly revised some of the species, particularly considering the weather and the wind environment along the waterfront in terms of what type of species are appropriate, and also try to pick some with more feature coloring so we can make the waterfront a bit more interesting. So we will have a planting strategy included in our working papers. Marine supporting facilities and wave attenuation. We understand that in terms of bollards and landing steps and how people can easily access the water, it's very important. So we went back to the plan. Based on our latest refinement, there would be a total of about 25 landing steps in total along the stretch of the waterfront. And each of these landing steps would have 1 to 2 pairs of bollards to facilitate people getting onto boats or vessels. But this would be subject to more detailed design, particularly in terms of whether there would be enough mooring load allowed at these sections of the seawall. But these are already incorporated into our latest plans. And the diagram in the bottom shows some of the conceptual designs in terms of other facilities, for example, railings, seatings, and some of the wayfinding structures, etc. Other associated facilities such as sheltering devices, lighting, kiosks, we've all included some proposals into our latest plans. Went back to ensure that there are adequate supporting facilities, not only for people along the water, the promenade, but also for people accessing the water. And this slide is showing a little small corner here is the latest view of the Water Sport Recreation Precinct. We have noted comments from members previously that the barge pool is something that is still probably not really appropriate at this stage. So we have taken that out as into our plan. We really just indicated a location that if in the future there are further studies on what other type of floating facilities are possible, that could be a possible location that they can have, and it's as indicated on the plan. The berthing facility, as proposed on the top of the finger pier, has been taken out, such that that area won't be dictated by only vessels, but it could be open for other type of facilities as well. And the diagram in the bottom with the red circle is showing a possible location that could be installed with wave attenuation measures. We had proposed a suggestion previously that it could be some sort of movable, easily installed wave break structures, such as this photo here. But again, surely what other appropriate wave attenuation measures surely can be subject to more detailed wave assessment studies and proposed in the future stage. We have gone back into modifying the area for the two facilities, which is the water recreation facility here and the harbor education facilities, because of the latest design and allowing people to be able to walk through this promenade more easily. We have maintained the water sport building to just about two stories, whereas the harbor education center, we have added more floor areas onto this building to allow more room for other kind of supporting needs if there are major water sport events happening. So there's a bit of facility in terms of both buildings which could be used to support any water sport events if there will be something happening there. Pet playground. We have noted members raised that only in North Point have we proposed a pet facility at the time. So we went back into the pier side precinct and we have indicated a location on the western end here for a possible pet facility as well. Again, the overall concept, we haven't changed. In terms of the whole precinct, we still want to encourage people and pets on leash would be accessible along this park. Only at this pet facility where pets could be freely movable and play within the park space here. Hong Hing Road Enhancement Scheme. So this is the section of Hong Hing Road that we have proposed some sort of streetscape enhancement as illustrated on this diagram. We have also made reference to some of the proposals that we've received from Royal Yacht Club previously, and some of the ideas were more along including some shading devices, encouraging the shared use concept here, which is same as what we're thinking. We have also taken their idea in terms of including some sort of display panels on the side along the fencing of the Royal Yacht Club, probably to highlight more of the heritage and historical background of the Kellett Island. So all these concepts we have made reference to and incorporated into our latest proposal. The idea is really to have this section to be shared between pedestrians, cyclists, as well as possibly cars, which would be reduced speed at this section through some sort of design measures and paving, so that this section would not be dictated only by the car parking at this stage. And lastly, connectivity. We noted members raised that they needed to have an overview of the pedestrian connection network. So we have included this diagram highlighting in green along the waterfront. All the green lines are showing all the at-grade connection that could access the waterfront. And the yellow lines are the elevated connections. So under this study, we have maintained the three planned landscape decks under the WD2 study, two on each side of Convention Center, one on the north of Victoria Park. And under our study, we have also proposed a feature bridge in Causeway Bay to enhance the inland connection there from inland to the waterfront to the water recreation precinct. This section on the North Point bit, we also want to highlight because we have communicated with the IEC Boardwalk team and the Highways Department. We understand that the administration building there would have a 2-meter footpath just underneath the administration building. Perhaps this diagram would show a bit more clearly. Yes, this one here. The brown dotted line here shows that there would be a 2-meter footpath reserved, which would be outside the fencing of the admin building. So this would be a public accessible footpath that can lead people to the waterfront. We have also taken this concept into our proposal and extend this connection to a corner piece of a government space where we see opportunity that we could bring people towards the waterfront and the IEC boardwalk with some sort of constraint. We understand that underneath the IDC boardwalk, there is some sort of headroom problem here, as illustrated on the right-hand side. Point C on the left-hand corner would be a problem with just about 1 to 1.2 meters of headroom. But we do not want to preclude this section at this stage because we see that there are still spaces where people could walk through, particularly after the first viaduct. So at point B and point A, as you can see, there would be headroom of about 4 meters height. So in terms of our design, we don't want to preclude that people cannot walk through here. We know that the headroom might be a problem, but we have left this as an open end for pedestrians to choose how they want to access, and we have made provision that people, if they do want to walk through, they can go and access the IEC boardwalk connecting point, no problem. So that's all the key comments and refinements that we have today. We'll pass to members and chairman for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Obviously, quite a bit of work's gone in. I'm interested to have members' comments and views. I mean, my personal concern is that we seem to have gone into retreat, if I may put it that way, on the boardwalk. And, you know, the experience around the typhoon shelter is one that I think will attract people, will bring people, and to be satisfied, if you like, with the existing pavement situation, I think leaves a lot to be desired. But let's have members' thoughts and views generally. Hans, do you want to comment? I mean, you obviously had a fair bit of input on the marine side. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairman. I should probably first declare that I'm a member of the Water Sports Council and the Hong Kong Sailing Federation, which are not-for-profit national authority. Water Sports Council is an umbrella organization of all national authorities of water sports. and yes, I attended the meeting, and again, that was a very productive meeting and very good to have for the water sports community to give input and supportive constructive criticism and help, and most of the points have been said. One area which remains a concern in my eyes is the wave attenuation. The measure presented now is before it was a temporary wave attenuation within the basin. Now it's on the border of the basin, which would prevent boats from entering. So ideally it should be a permanent breakwater, which again would be a PHO issue, but I believe that even a temporary floating breakwater could also be a PHO issue. So again, maybe we're going to shortcuts. I share the chairman's view that the boardwalk should not be coming too short, and I think a compromise solution on both corners in the typhoon shelter are not ideal, and I'm wondering what one could do with the noonday gun. We discussed about relocation or perhaps just elevating it and for the passage for pedestrians and cyclists to go underneath. I don't know, but I agree with the chairman that to put that one back on the back burner is maybe not ideal. But apart from that, I just want to emphasize again the discussion that we had in the meeting few weeks ago was very productive, and again I think the key element for using this basin as to host and stage international and national water sport events, the key is supplying the important utilities so that it can be used. And apart from that, making it a flexible place for the various needs of various events. One other brief thing I would like to mention was also the traffic arrangement, which came up in that meeting, that the current arrangement actually would provide more waterfront space to be used rather than going back to the previous traffic arrangement where we would... perhaps the consultants could illustrate that on the plan. I think the current situation actually would provide if we kept it in the future for more efficient use, less roads, and more shore area. And I think that's at the moment all I could add. And again, thank you for including the water sports community in the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, any other comments? Perhaps we could have, instead of thank you, can we have the scheme up on slide? That would, yeah, that's good, and these people can refer to it. Thank you. Thank you. Paul, thank you.
Several comments I would have, other than the typo on page 2, it says severing, it's probably serving as backhouse facilities, but... In terms of the linkages, I don't see. Have we considered like plans for an elevated and a double decking? We've had the harbour loop here, and I see your link 3, which is elevated, and potential of that connecting past. You know where we have the we don't have enough space at 4, where it will be a possibility for an elevated structure, where then the pedestrians are up on top, or the cyclists are up on top, or whatever, whoever shares what, but to get the additional capacity. The next thing I miss is water quality and the drainage interception. It wasn't the old plan that was done for this typhoon shelter. It then disappeared, and I don't see it coming back, but I don't see you addressing it. And I know the excuse is that EPD is looking at it, but I think that is probably not a very good answer when you're doing a study about how you're going to fix up the final situation here, to say, oh, well, EPD is still looking at it, so I don't know. Because if we have drainage interception here, because there is no space otherwise than reclamation, you would have a situation where that provides the additional space required. So I'm not sure why it's not being dealt with. We know that these are gravity drains, and that if we want to get it out of the typhoon shelter, which is a massive problem there, and you're not going to resolve the expedient connections in Causeway Bay, so in short, shit will continue to flow in this typhoon shelter, and there is no current, there's no water circulation. The only way to deal with it is to lift it out. Pumping it out means intercept and pump, which requires space. I mean, I don't know why it is suddenly not possible to design that in at this stage and make sure that the public is aware of it. And then to present this without it, I think it's somewhat false. You had it originally, you're planning to do it again, and now it's not here. I don't see why not, and I think that's wrong. Wrong in many different ways. Especially, you're supposed to be the planning department, it's supposed to be complete. And looking at this whole thing holistically. The wave attenuation, again, I mean, you say we need marine users in the bay, deal with the wave attenuation in a proper way. Don't suggest that it could be done with a floating structure, which may be done by somebody and you don't know. The marine department is not going to do it. Government is not going to do it. So either you put in a proper structure that has little maintenance, or you already identified a maintenance agent for a floating structure, but I think it's completely unfair to everybody to promise that there could be a floater when you know that within the government structure is never going to happen. So I think that's an inappropriate way of dealing with a real requirement. You say you want marine users, you need wave attenuation, properly resolve it. And in terms of PHO impact, I agree with Joachim here. I mean, And structure that's permanently sitting on the seabed versus structure that floats on the seabed, in both cases impairing the same amount of water service for marine use, who's going to explain which one is more reclamation to me? So, again, you're dodging an issue, and that is unfair to the community. It's unfair to this company, to this harbor from the commission. It's unfair to the study. It is intellectually corrupt. I think it's unfair. So I think it needs to be resolved. You need to resolve it face, head on, and that's it. You've got to be honest about it and not leave it like, oh, maybe a floater and we'll see what happens. I think it's wrong. For the water sports recreation piecing, you do continue to promote a floating barge pool. I wonder whether that is again, honestly correct. A floating barge pool, if we don't oppose to you having vessels where you can swim, and those vessels move around the harbor and they anchor at certain points at a time. But to suggest that you're going to have a floating barge pool here, it therefore has some sense of a permanency, I think, again, is wrong. And I think you still have that line in this proposal. I'm actually quite surprised that it's still in there. So, again, I think that's wrong. What I don't see dealt with in the typhoon at all is the fact that we have marine users, and those marine users are discharging the sewage straight into the water. Why is there no bilge pump? Where is the space on the waterfront for people to pump out their poos? I mean, we have a problem here. We got a floating community that poos in the water, that creates a lot of dirt, and then you're going to say you're going to fix it, but you don't provide a bilge pump. I mean, why is it not being addressed? And you cannot say we haven't mentioned it, because at least two times or three times I have certainly either mentioned it or emailed it. So the waste discharge, same point. Where's the waste discharge for people to use boats? Where's the space for refuse collection? I mean, if you're not designing it now, what are you going to expect in the future? That people just dump it on the side? I can take you to Aberdeen Harbor and show you what that means. It ends up in the water. So again, it's not complete, and I think the space needs to be identified. Water supply, fuel supply. There's no water supply. Where's the water supply in this? Where's the fuel supply for those vessels? Where are these people supposed to go? So you say, yes, we have a lot of marine activities from North Point to Wan Chai, but those things are not being dealt with, and I think that is wrong. So it needs to be dealt with. The boardwalk at North Point, point BD, if you can show this one more. Because I wanted to see the because we've just been told in a previous agenda item that you're going to show how to resolve BDs further on. Administration building and a BD. Yeah, so BD here. So it shows that it's 1.1, D is 2.2. You have a very low headroom. I've just asked why the boardwalk would not be connected also at point D and then join the boardwalk somewhat further on. And they say we don't need it because you have this solution. But it looks to me you still need boardwalk to get people some proper headroom space. So I don't know. I think that either under the boardwalk or under the UDS, we need more space, whether it's an extension of the edge there, or it's a separate boardwalk that then connects and the people can walk around. But this looks a very poor situation, 1.1 point C, and then a little bit to the side, 2.2, which is also just about there. Again, I don't know why between the two of you kind of point each other. This is a pity. And my final point is, Chairman, the North Point Waterfront is a fantastic dragon boat facility. Water sports is not just water sports. So you have the water sports you're talking about in terms of the basin. You're talking about sailing and other type of activities and yachting and kind of bigger boats. This area, you've got a straight waterfront. You've got a breakwater at one end. This is the best for a dragon boat racing competition area. You've got viewing facilities on the waterfront. It is fantastic, but we need then facilities for it. So to me, this area should be designed for marine users on the water. And in this entire presentation, again, I don't see any view of which areas on the water can be used for marine users. I know the Marine Department hasn't told you yet, and you haven't told the Marine Department or whatever, but if you show the fairways and you show where the boats maneuver and the maneuvering room for the ferries, then it becomes very clear where the water spaces are that actually could be used very well. And this is one of them. So Chairman, those are kind of my things where I kind of feel that we have discussed that before. And if I sound like I'm a little bit agitated about this, it's because I feel like I've discussed this before. I kind of feel like I'm repeating myself. And if you're not clear, well, call me. It's like, you know my phone number, or have a meeting. But I just don't know why things are not reflected here that I thought we had it discussed. So I'm a little bit agitated, that's true.
All right, an agitated Mrs. Zimmerman. any other comments, members? Just before you answer, on the boardwalk issue, we were talking earlier previously about a cantilever boardwalk, and I think what members balked at, if you like, was the fact that it was supported by columns which were obviously likely to give rise to PHO issues. Have you looked at a cantilever which, if you like, is supported from the shore? Can we gain 2 or 3 metres by cantilevering out without the need to put columns into the water? I mean, again, I'm concerned with surrendering. It seems to me that we should be at least trying to find some solution to this issue of enhanced connectivity, because this is not a tolerable, I think, long-term solution. Anyway, would you like to respond and react?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman, and thank you to all the members' comments. Just summarizing a few answers for the points. In terms of wave attenuation measure, yes, we know that at this point our proposed floating wave break system may not be considered adequate, but we will really need to have more detailed wave assessment to understand more about the wave condition and determine at the time what is more appropriate addressing the wave issue. But we do know that if we are to propose a breakwater, it would be much more implication in terms of PHO. So that would be something that we'll keep in mind for sure in terms of other possible more flexible wave attenuation measures. Traffic arrangement in terms of the water sport precinct, we will take that back and study further in terms of the traffic circulation. We noted, we understand some of the views that was raised at the water sport meeting. So we'll go back into working out a more appropriate arrangement in terms of events time for water sport events. In terms of the water quality and drain interception, yes, surely we know that EPD is about to embark on a more detailed water quality study, but at this stage we really need to know more on their findings and for them to take forward how to have a more permanent solution in terms of the water quality. Again, in terms of the marine users requirement, we had find out in terms of the operation of the typhoon shelter at present. We understand that in terms of water, there's a water supply facility along the typhoon shelter promenade, and we, at this point, we are proposing to maintain this facility, but surely there will be flexibility where in the future, if there will be more water supply facilities needed, there are room that we can modify the design to include these. In terms of connection of the boardwalk, yes, we know that the headroom is an issue, but like I said before, we don't want to preclude that section for people to walk out to the water connecting to the boardwalk. But I think in terms of its alignment, we are adopting their latest proposal. So it's beyond our study to propose if they want to propose a connection in the bottom outside City Garden, which would have a PHO implication, I understand. The point regarding Dragon Boat is noted. We note that the PSI precinct has a very good quality for Dragon Boat events, but we are not sure whether, in terms of wave issue, it would be a problem because there is a big water, but in terms of its opening, it is still quite an open sea area at that precinct. So we will not preclude the idea that there could be Dragon Boat events there. And we will look into the supporting facilities in terms of adding more bollards and possibly area for floating pontoons, etc., that people can access the boats when there are Dragon Boat events. That's all the key technical points. I'll pass to Amy as well.
A technical point about the cantilever.
Yes. In terms of the boardwalk along Typhoon Shelter, there is an option that we had studied before where the width of the boardwalk is just about 3.5 metres cantilevering out. So that would be on the existing slope seawall extent along the Typhoon Shelter. So that is still one of our options that we keep opening in terms of avoiding as much of water space to be affected, mainly on the eastern section of the siphon shelter. So that is included in our option right now.
Paul, I'll come back to you. Can I just echo an element of frustration? Just picking up where Paul was coming from. We have been discussing this scheme now for, I think, 3 years. And there's still a lot of our things that are outstanding. Maybe planning department would want to answer this, but obviously we need to go final at some stage. We need to go firm at some stage. I sense we're a long way off being firm. I think this is a very important piece of the waterfront. What's the timescale that you're envisaging getting on with this and really moving it forward?
We're actually hoping to finalize the schemes very shortly. We still need to go through the internal procedures for agreement within government, and then hoping that our schemes will be finalized. Responding to Paul's...
No, sorry. That's a rather vague answer, if I may put it that way. Excuse me, I'm being chairman. I'm looking for timelines. Very, very shortly isn't a timeline. Help me on timelines.
We'll be hoping to complete the study within this year.
Complete the study within this year. Go on. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
And then we'll have to take forward some of the more advanced projects that we can identify. But we have to be mindful that some of the land will not be available until completion of works project related in this area. Some of them, the earliest available land will be sometime around 2018. We're hoping to push forward with those pieces of land that are available earlier for implementation.
Okay. Could I suggest, as one of the follow-up actions, you circulate all through the harbour unit, we circulate to members a time frame for this project?
Okay.
I think we need to understand exactly when we're going to deliver.
But at this stage, some of the times may not be very exact, but we'll try to give members as much information as possible.
Okay, dotted lines then. Okay. Paul, I think you had something you want to say? No?
Actually, technical points that I raised on sewage and waste handling and land reserved for it, fuel supply, land reserved for it. I mentioned four. But I got an answer on one only. And I don't know. I've asked those questions before, and it's I don't know. I hear you say you want to do it soon. But, if you want to do this project sooner, you're under pressure. Why don't we get answers on the issues we've raised before? I got to go to my district council meeting. I'm splitting my time this afternoon, but I'm irritated.
I think just to quickly answer Paul's concern, I think it's the government's overall intention to introduce more water activities into the harbour. And we're trying within our confines to ensure that we will introduce as much of that as possible. But even though Planning Department looks at a lot of different aspects, we can't be the entire government. So we have to work with other bureaus and departments in making sure that our proposals could be realized. We do know that certain parts of the harbour is not good enough for water sports at this moment. That's why we're proposing water sports in areas that are of a better water quality, for example, the former PCWA. And we know for sure that the typhoon shelter in its current stage a state is not suitable for water sports activities, and so that's why we're not proposing those at the moment. But I think we have to do it progressively to reach our ultimate target, working with the other departments. And I know that EPD is working on a lot of different initiatives in improving the water quality, and so we have to live with that at the moment.
Okay. In fairness, this is a huge scheme. So, one of the things you might want to do as well as giving us a program is to help us with some priorities. You know, which areas are likely to become available first, and which could be done earlier rather than later, if you like. Which of the initiatives that you've shown, the extensive initiatives, can be done sooner rather than later, and if so, when would you be your best estimate? Because I hear you. I think you are going to have to prioritise in terms of delivering the outcome. But please, sorry.
I just want to add 2 points. The first one is that when this all started as the chair mentioned, in 2015, I think the assignment that was given to the team was that they need to be brave, they need to be bold, they need to be creative. And I think they got that clear message from the chair and also members, and that's why they have been thinking about things that may actually, according to Paul, impracticable from their point of view. But I think the assignment is not to to be confined by existing structure, but indeed follow the member steer to think of ways that may not be, you know, doable in a very short term, but at least these are the projects that are supposedly a result from an extensive public consultation. And I think members would also agree that from both CE1 and 2, they are actually quite strong support of many of the initiatives that are seen to be creative, and that's of course credits to the Commission as well. So I think right now we have entered into that phase of finalising these proposals, and I think the difficult task for us internally is to make sure that there is a gradual implementation plan for these proposals. But I think it does not negate or does not then lead to the conclusion that we should take away all difficult proposals and then leave them unanswered. I think that's point number one. And point number two is about PHO. I think members would definitely note that we actually have this working group working in parallel that looks into this matter. And I think in that deliberation, which we're aiming to finish shortly, we would also flag up the possibility of cantilevered boardwalk as well, right? Because that's one of the proposals that we actually included in the deliberations. Of course, that is not a resolution of the law, because we still, you know, need to do suitable amendments. But I think we actually have been informing the public quite extensively and comprehensively of the PHO implications of each of these proposals, if any. So I think if members are in support of them, and knowing that they have PHO implications, and that PHO is not like something that you can't cross over. I mean, if we have overriding public need, if we can actually satisfy the requirements there, it should be seen at this stage especially to become the reason why some of these proposals would have to be eliminated. So I just want to bring up these 2 points, and I note that Chairman would like to have a timetable, and that's doable, because we actually, even before the commencement of the study, I kind of know the availability of different phases of these pieces of land. So we can definitely come back with sort of a suggested phased approach as well, according to the availability. So I hope that helps. Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Maggie first, and then I'll come back. Yeah, Maggie?
Yes, I understand. I mean, I appreciate Christine's comments. But I would like to be certain that maybe we can look at some phasing in certain issues. Maybe certain things will be acceptable now on a cantilever. If things change when the PHO has been reviewed, then I think we need to make absolutely sure we do have the facilities and the space to be able to take advantage of any changes, because we've thought of it now. It's not just something we haven't thought of. And I am a little bit concerned about, well, we thought about this and someone else will do that. Unless we make the space available, and we've mentioned it in our plan, we know it won't happen, because something else will have taken over. And, you know, the idea that we first had, we'll suddenly find out it's no longer possible. And so I think we need to be careful how we write the plan. So there could be phasing where you can do a bit, and you might expand it when people are using the waterfront more in various ways. And like possibly when we know the waterfront of use and whether it's appropriate because of the water quality up on North Point, we need to make sure there is the space so that we can use it. It may be several years, but it has happened before when there's been good ideas, and then down the line when they're all possible, no, they're not. And I would like to feel that we had looked at that and made sure that won't happen this time if things do become possible as we go forward.
Okay, building flexibility, yes. Hans?
Yeah, one very quick comment and one quick question. I fully agree that going forward with the timeline and on various projects is would be very, very well received, and I think that's something we owe to ourselves. If you're looking at something that you can do quickly, and I think this has been suggested years ago already as a quick action to make the harbourfront more lively and give more public access to the harbourfront, would be, for example, just looking at this, the breakwater in the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter to the north and to the west, with a boardwalk on top of that, is something simple, quick, and reasonably cheap. There is part of it is being used now for the central Shaarton link, but extensive parts of those breakwaters you can put a boardwalk on top of that. So there's a quick action possible there. Question regarding the PHO and sewage. Wasn't the sewage treatment in the typhoon shelter also, wasn't there the PHO an issue with that? If I remember correctly, that was always pointed out that having proper treatment or handling of the sewage in the Causeway Bay typhoon shelter would require infringement into the water. I'm not sure if that my understanding to that is correct.
I think your understanding is correct, but I think it was felt that one would be able to argue overriding public need much more easily because of it. It's obviously required. Yes. Planning Department, reaction, responses?
In response to Maggie's suggestion, the options Kenny mentioned earlier, the three options, they are actually not mutually exclusive. So we can actually implement them as decisions are made in future. I'm not sure about Han's question about utilities infringing on the PHO, because it really depends on whether we have the space or what facilities that's going to be put in place. So I can't answer your question exactly.
Hans? Yeah, sorry.
That was just, as I just mentioned, proper sewage treatment in the Causeway Bay typhoon shelter. I believe that it would incur into the water, therefore it would be a PHO issue. And the chairman confirmed that, but it's an overriding public need. Okay. So I think that clarified my question. Thank you.
Okay. So as regards the boardwalk on the breakwater, we will have a look as to whether that can be advanced.
That's the cantilever solution. Sorry. Okay, sorry. No. On the breakwater, sorry. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. I need to go back to the cantilever portion on the eastern end of the typhoon shelter. No doubt we need to optimize the implication to the visual by reducing the cantilever width. As the consultant considered to make use of the space underneath the island east corridor as an alternative route to supplement the reduced capacity of the cantilever by means of a handing gauge or whatever, and then we can accept a steeper gradient for those able ones to go climb up. And then, and for the rest, this is a diversion route. Yeah. As the consultant, consider the option. Yeah.
Chairman, I'll answer. We had indeed considered that option before in terms of the section underneath the ICE corridor. But because of, it can only be done by a self-hanging structure concept, which we see that to allow enough headroom for pedestrians and the design itself, it would block that section of the water space for boats coming into the corner of the water there. So that was the main concern that drive us not further considering that option, because it would block that corner of water space completely. So.
All right. Any other comments? All right, team. I think it's go away, work hard, timelines, program, priorities. We really must want to move on with this. We really do want to move on with this. Thank you. Sorry. Yes, please. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
Sorry for a late comment, but I feel like I need to speak because I found the current proposal is a much watered-down proposal than the original P1 engagement proposal. A lot of activities are gone. So of course, concern from members, like the floating restaurants, floating swimming pool, whatever, they might infringe the PHO. But I think we, if those activities are gone, I think we need to think about whether we should plan other activities onto the harbour front. Right now, I have a feeling that rather than brave and innovative, it's like very timid and unexciting. Any other boardwalk that we're proposing or around the territory. So I think we need to think hard and don't waste this precious piece of waterfront land that we have. And I think that the activities are much less right now than it was previously proposed. Some other questions on the pier precinct. The buildings there seems arbitrary. I don't understand why there are three buildings and they are like planted quite arbitrarily. I don't know whether it's because of the loading allowed by the tunnel underneath or any reason. This seems arbitrary. And I also encourage you to the consultant think more about duplicated use of things. For instance, some buildings that you're proposing for the changing facility for the water sports, whether that can be, I see the bridge connecting the feature bridge actually connecting to that particular area. Can the bridge connect it to the roof of that facility so the bridge can be wider? Right now, the touching down point of the bridge is very narrow and unexciting, and the bridge itself is very narrow as well. And also, we have comment on we should have more connecting points. Or a larger connecting point from the hinterland, and this have not been addressed. And parking facilities. I touched upon this last time. I'm expecting that a lot of people going there. If you have kids, or you have your strollers, have two kids, I don't know, then you probably need to drive a car. But only a large car parking facility now is the convention center. Other than that, I don't think there's anything sufficiently big enough to hold a larger crowd. I think a side example that I saw last week in Barcelona, that they have the island in the harbour that developed into a boardwalk area. The whole island underneath is a car parking facility. I don't like it to people who drive that much of a car, but somehow this is a necessity. You have to think about those people. Don't avoid that problem. Even the buildings you're proposing there in the pier precinct, you need supposedly under PSG, you need car park to service them. And the Nundagen area is, I don't know whether you have a touch base with Jardines that we have talked about, that you should touch base with them, whether there's a win-win situation between that narrow area and Jardine. And also maybe make the highway narrower. I mean, the highway, we have the central Wanzhou Central Bypass, whether the highway can become narrower, I don't know. You tell me. You have to study whether that we can, before that highway, maybe we have I remember we have a wider area there before. It's widened at a certain time. So put the highway back for the people. And also, I encourage more share use. Like, for instance, the raised walkway or the cycling track at the celebration precinct, that can be widened in certain points so you can have wing deck, not just a narrow cycling track. And you can also, the shade from the viewing area can become the sitting area for the flag raising purpose. Right now, everyone doing the July 1st or July October 1st, everyone has to be under the sun or the rain doing the flag raising activities. That can I think we can improve that aspect as well. And don't waste the resources. And I think that's it for me today.
Thank you. Do you want just quickly to wrap to those points?
Yep, sure. Thanks, Chairman. Point regarding the pier side with the three buildings, that is indeed formulated under WD2 based on a lot of constraints, mainly, yes, because of the loading allowance, taking into account the CWB tunnel underneath. So those are the areas that are confined to with the most loading allowed, but at the same time would not have direct impact with the tunnel underneath. Hence, they determined that size of the sites. And it's also because of a lot of drainage reserves and a lot of utilities going out to the water at that area. So we're taking into account a lot of these drainage reserve areas as well. In terms of the water sport buildings, the point regarding the footbridge connection is taken. We can definitely look into that more. But in terms of the spatial limitation there, it is quite limited because the corner at the pier side precinct there is just about 15 meters. And with this building already covering most of the footprint, it is quite hard to have a really wide pedestrian bridge connecting to the building, taking into account the column structure that is needed. So right now, the feature bridge design is just about 8 meters to 12 meters wide, which we consider it's quite spacious in terms of allowing different type of activities on the feature bridge. Car parking facilities, yes, we noted that comment. We understand that in our current plan, one of the buildings at the water sport recreation precinct, we will have just about 8 to 9 parking spaces provided. But again, in terms of pier side precinct, because of its proximity to the exhibition station, we don't see the point of providing much more parking space at that piece. Whereas in North Point, there are already existing on-street parking along Watson Road that we are keeping. So in terms of viewing facilities for special events, in the water sport recreation building and the harbour education building, in terms of the latest design, their roof can be used and accessed by public for viewing purpose, looking into the basin. And also on the second floor, there would be sort of like an area, an open area, that can also view towards the basin. That's exactly one of the points that was raised in the water sport meeting that we had. So the building has been refined to allow that purpose. That's all.
On the first point, we've actually taken out a lot of the previous proposals, including the floating restaurant, the floating barge pool and all that. That's in response to members' comment, if you recall earlier, that you asked us to give you a free space that is flexible and able to accommodate different kinds of activities. And so that's what we're proposing now, mainly free spaces with the supporting facilities that are required. So that's the whole intention for our proposals.
Thank you. Did you have a follow-up?
Yes. The free space is actually intended for activities. You have to suggest activities, right? Whether it's a permanent or an open, changeable facility, or maybe just a building for whatever purpose. Like, for instance, the Barcelona as an example, when they built that island, they have a shopping center built and an aquarium and a museum, a history museum, or although the history museum is turning from an existing warehouse into the history museum. All this, I mean, because this is a harbourfront, you need to attract people to go over there. If there's no activities, not all people do sports or water sports, okay? And so you need some kind of attraction for people to go out there, not just a boardwalk, we have a boardwalk everywhere. And I think we need suggestions of activities. And some bold activities, like aquarium, I don't know, some children things. I think the children are more important than pets. You have the pets garden, but there's no children gardens. I don't know. I don't know why. But and also the typhoon shelter precinct, there's nothing now. Absolutely nothing. Zero activities. I don't understand why you're so afraid of putting activities there. And I think we have to be more rigorous in thinking of what kind of activities can be provided to the people. I forgot one more comment, question, actually. would there be a public wing stand for the water sport activities? And previously it was shown in the PE1, but now everything on Wupang Wing facility seems to be gone.
Sure. And just one point. Okay, fine. Sorry.
Chairman, originally I don't intend to speak because I think they got enough difficult tasks to solve. But then I heard more and more, and I find it necessary to spell out my concern. It sounds like we are going from one extreme to the other. In the PE1, we're throwing out a lot of ideas, and then members making comment that maybe it's too much, too many, too full. And we're asking for simple space, passive space, and then come back this time, we saw everything simple, nothing. It's important that for urban space, we need building and we need activity to form the space. We cannot just leave one huge passive space and we call it a passive space. I think there is some sort of balance or some line the project team need to draw. Yes, member asked for simplicity, but we should not go from one end to the other extreme end. In particular, when I look at this one, when the project team explained to us all the difficulties, all the constraints of the infrastructure that end up with this three ugly building. Why? This is the most important public space we are going to form for our people. And then the need of the people become the least important. And then all the infrastructure, all the other reason, all the technical difficulties becomes an excuse. And then we design this piece of open space and deliver to our people of Hong Kong. And no matter how we explain, I don't think we serve our, I mean, we have done our job properly. And I think how to form a proper and good urban space here is far more important and overwhelming important than the other infrastructure technical difficulties. And I don't accept, you know, forming this three ugly building very randomly here and then with the explanation just heard from the project team. I understand the difficulties. I appreciate they have been working very hard in the past over two years. And I totally agree with Chairman's suggestion that it's about time we need to form our timeline. Maybe you cannot continue our design process without a limit, and we need to deliver. Is there any plan we can deliver part of all our planned area to the people of Hong Kong? We may not be able to deliver once and for all the whole Central Wan Chai and North Point waterfront to the people of Hong Kong. And equally, we cannot afford to continue our argument, our planning for another 10 years. Thank you, Chairman.
Hans, I think you wanted to say something.
Yeah, just about the activities. Well, I mean, in the water sports precinct, the prime objective is to encourage water sports there. But if you want to have a variety of water sports and a variety of water sports events, what you need is not simplicity but flexibility. And if you have lots of structures there, serving various purposes, you may prevent certain events from being held there because most events need open space with flexibility. So that's the background why the water sports community has asked for not really simplicity but flexibility, which would mean reasonably open sites just with all the utility infrastructure and waterland interface provided. That's just what I wanted to comment from the water sports side. Thank you.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
I would like to address some points raised by the consultants in regard to the parkings. Just for your for members' information, so the parking in the areas, particularly North Point, referred to by the consultants, are not sufficient. I mean, in the whole the Hong Kong
territories, the parking to the fleet size ratio is about 1 to 1.3. So is if the consultants is planning projects on the basis that there are sufficient parkings elsewhere, I think you do need to rethink about this.
Thank you. Christine, thank you.
I think I have in hand the minutes for the first working group meeting, which is in March 31st, 2015. And I think since then, there have been like umpteen times that we have been discussing this, and there are many, many comments, many of those which may not add up. Like they probably have different views among members. And I think it's very difficult to collate all and to satisfy all the requirements. But I think there is a misunderstanding, and maybe Amy could help me out. I think according to the paper, and this present paper and the Annex A, all the activities in the water sports and recreation precinct, as well as the revitalized typhoon shelter, they are basically still there, including sunbathing area, the floating pool, and the multipurpose event venue, which is bracketed to be a movable barge, the steps, the berthing facilities, as well as the sampan, the sampan service, are all still in the map. So I think maybe it's a misunderstanding there that a lot of these proposals have been eliminated. I think the team are trying to convey to members is that noting the views as expressed at the informal meeting or the last working group meeting, members by then actually expressed some concerns over the cantilevered boardwalk and also the flexibility that are retained in many of the proposals. And I think if we reread the paper and the Annex, I think members should be assured that a lot of these welcoming proposals are still in here. It's just some refinements as highlighted in the paper. So I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. And also on the parking issue, I think we already had that discussion at the last working group meeting. I think majority of the members, which was recorded in the minutes, said that they would not like to see any parking space to be retained there, because the members by then thought that the retention of any parking space would then attract more people to use car to go there, and I think members could support that view now, because that was a majority view that was noted there, and that's why Plan D then relayed that comments to our transport department colleagues. And at that time, at that meeting, we also talked about the long term vision that is envisioned in the long term 2030 plus document, and also the use of public transport, the encouragement of use of public transport. So I know that there may be different views raised by members, but I think what was noted by the team from the last working group meeting on the Hong Hing Road proposal was exactly why the proponent now proposed that refinement. So I just want to make sure, maybe it was because of the time that has gone by for quite some time, and if members actually appreciate going through of all these comments again to refresh memories on what has been the involvement of this whole project, we can certainly do that through another working group meeting or even informal session. But I think it would be important to note that it wouldn't be able to meet each and every of these comments that were raised in the past years. Yeah.
I think, honestly, we've done enough today to raise what are some fundamental issues which need to be taken forward, and rather divert the consultant into another dialogue with us, I'd rather see them get on and deliver the outcome. I mean, that's a personal view. I think messages from this task force are fairly clear. We want to get on brave and bold. Yes, please. Don't let's go into retreat. My sense is, here, as you say, we remain quite brave and bold, if you like, at the western end of the scheme, but as we come towards North Point, we seem to become somewhat timid. And that's where I think we're looking for an innovative outcome, I think. Anyway, can you take away, work on it? I do think we want some timelines. I do think we'd like some priorities. Perhaps you can come back to us with those. And perhaps at the next meeting, when you're ready, you can come to talk to us about the timing and the programme and the priorities.
Just to supplement what Christine said just now, and our plan, we do have kept many of the the earlier proposals, but only that we were positioning them as options rather than as a complete part of that proposal. And timelines, we will try to work out timelines for members' reference, and we'll pass the information to members through the Secretariat.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is this 4 and 5 of the two papers? Okay.